At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the AI Podcast. I'm Eli Schaefer, and today we're talking about one of the most fascinating and possibly most underrated battles happening in the AI space right now. Not in music, not in multimodal video, not even in agents. We're talking education. Yep, it's AI versus AI in the classroom. Now, Google just launched guided learning inside Gemini, a full-on smart tutor designed to help users not just get answers, but understand concepts deeply. And it comes just over a week after OpenAI rolled out their own study mode in ChatGPT. Coincidence? Nah, this is a race. And today we're breaking it down. What is guided learning? How does it compare to ChatGPT's study mode? And is AI education actually a good thing or a fancy way to keep us dependent on machines? Let's get into it. So here's the short version. Google just launched guided learning, a new feature inside Gemini, their AI assistant, that acts like a personal tutor. It doesn't just give you answers. It walks you through step-by-step breakdowns, adaptive explanations, visuals, diagrams, even videos and interactive quizzes. The goal, not to spit out facts, but to help you think. And honestly, that's a big shift because one of the biggest criticisms of AI chatbots over the past year, especially in education, has been that they encourage shortcut thinking. They give the answer, not the process. Google's VP of Learning and Sustainability, Maureen Hammonds, summed it up perfectly. Guided learning is a collaborative thinking partner that helps you get it each step of the way. That's the key, not just knowing the answer, but understanding the why and how. So OpenAI angle, why now? But here's what makes this more than just a cool launch. OpenAI just launched study mode in ChatGPT like 10 days ago. So what we're watching here is not just product development, it's a full-on platform competition over the future of learning. And that makes sense, right? Because we're heading back into the school year, students, parents, and educators are trying to figure out, is AI cheating? Is it tutoring? Is it both? And both Google and OpenAI are rushing to say, no, this is a learning tool. It's here to help students think, not just copy. So instead of write my paper for me, it's help me understand how to write this paper. That's the line they're trying to draw, and it's a smart PR move, especially in a world where school boards, colleges, and educators are becoming increasingly wary of AI. So let's talk specifics. From what we know so far, guided learning works by turning any question into a customized lesson path. Let's say you ask Gemini about enzyme reactions. Instead of just saying, this is what enzymes do, it might give you a diagram of the process, show a short YouTube video explaining it, ask you quiz questions to test your understanding, offer a side-by-side breakdown of key terms. It's not just answering, it's building understanding in layers. Even cooler, you can ask it to generate flashcards or study guides based on your quiz results or class materials. So it's not just reactive, it's proactive. And yeah, I know that sounds like marketing fluff, but the tech is real and the potential is huge, not just for students, but for lifelong learners, career switchers, or anyone trying to level up. Let me tell you something real. If I had something like guided learning or ChatGPT's study mode in college, I probably would have understood economics way faster, written better research papers, and spent fewer nights drinking caffeine at 2 a.m. while panicking over finals. The idea that you can ask, help me understand how GDP impacts unemployment, and then actually get a personalized learning breakdown, that's game-changing. But, and this is a big but, only if the AI teaches you how to think, not just what to say. Because if it just ends up doing the homework for you, we're back to square one. Here's the tension I'm wrestling with. Yes, AI study tools like this are helpful, but are they also creating dependence? If you never sit in confusion, if you never wrestle with the hard parts of learning, are you actually growing? Or are you just feeding prompts to a machine and letting it do the struggle for you? And this is especially true for younger students because part of what makes learning powerful is the friction, the effort, the delayed aha moments. If we remove all that, do we lose something essential? I think we might. So let's zoom out. Google didn't just launch guided learning in a vacuum. They're turning Gemini into a full-on learning ecosystem. Gemini now embeds images, diagrams, and YouTube videos and answers. You can ask it to make flashcards. It links to tools like Notebook LM and Veo for deeper research and content creation. And this is important, they're giving free AI Pro subscriptions to students in the US, Japan, Indonesia, Korea, and Brazil. That includes access to Gemini 2.5 Pro, Notebook LM, deep research tools, the whole suite. So what we're really seeing is a platform level push to make Gemini the go-to educational assistant. And I think this isn't just about competing with ChatGPT. It's about becoming essential infrastructure for learning in every school, every language, every subject. And that's a power move. So now the obvious question, who's doing it better, Google or OpenAI? Honestly, too early to say. OpenAI's study mode has a great UX and a head start in education circles, but Gemini's multimodal integration, images, diagrams, YouTube, gives it a real edge in visual learning. The real winner, though, probably not either company, probably the students, because for the first time, we have accessible on-demand adaptive tutoring built right into free or low-cost AI tools. And if you're someone who struggled in school, if you didn't have a tutor or didn't learn well in a classroom, this is massive. So let's not sleep on this. Here's where I land. AI learning tools like Gemini's guided learning and ChatGPT's study mode are here to stay. They're powerful, they're thoughtful, and when used right, they're more than just homework helpers. They're cognitive companions, but they also raise big questions about how we learn and whether we're still valuing effort, confusion, and curiosity in an age where answers come instantly. So as the school year ramps up, let's keep asking, are these tools making us smarter or just more efficient at avoiding the hard stuff? And maybe the real test isn't what AI can teach us. Maybe it's whether we still want to learn. That's it for today's episode of the AI Podcast. I'm Eli Schaefer. If you've tried guided learning, study mode, or are building your own AI tutor app, hit me up. I'd love to feature your story on a future episode. Until next time, stay curious, stay uncomfortable, and maybe, just maybe, don't ask your AI to do your paper for you. Ask it to teach you how to write it.